Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey, BTN News listeners, surprise! I know you're thinking, I wasn't supposed to be here today. Well, yeah, I confuse myself sometimes. It's tomorrow that we won't have a show. But yes, we have a surprise Wednesday edition today. On this Wednesday, the 10th of March, 2021, we've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, happy birthday, Chrome OS. And to celebrate this, Google's got a lot of goodies for us. And what I mean by goodies, it means new features. The biggest feature, however, though, has got to be Phone Hub. This will connect your Android phone directly to your Chromebook. Basically, what it does, it allows Chrome OS users to respond to texts. You can even check your phone's battery life. Plus, enable a Wi-Fi hotspot and locate a device. Now, Phone Hub will be a taskbar widget that actually will even show you your recent Chrome tabs that you've been browsing on your phone. Now, like I was saying, yeah, that is the biggest new feature, but there's a few others too. Another one called Nearby Share. And you're probably getting the idea by what the name is called. It's when other Chromebooks are nearby or even an Android device. It works pretty much just like AirDrop would. Now, unfortunately, I wish I could say, yes, go get this now, but it's not there now. Google says it will arrive on Chrome OS in the coming months. Though they didn't give an exact date of when they'll be pushing all of these new features our way. There's a new Fitbit in town, but it's not for adults. Heck no, this one's for the kids, particularly kids that are ages 6 and up. Yes, introducing the new Fitbit Ace 3. Yes, the kid-focused fitness tracker now has some new animated clock faces. It's swim-proof, meaning yes, it's kind of waterproof, but don't go to the bottom of the pool. And on top of that, you can enjoy 8 days of continuous battery life. Other things on board the new Ace 3 for the kids, 20% brighter screen, and now it's even got Do Not Disturb and sleep modes. Hey, yeah, just like the adult ones, even though it never works for us, does it? Pre-orders will start on March 15th for the Fitbit Ace 3 and should set you back about $80. Dropbox broke open their piggy bank the other day, counted all their little coins, and says, yep, we've got $165 million. What are we going to do with it? Well, let's buy DocSend. Yep, they've announced plans. They are acquiring DocSend. Those of you not familiar with that, that's a secure document sharing and tracking platform. DocSend basically helps businesses bypass, you know, the headaches of email and does all that through a link-based document sharing approach. Now, the reason why Dropbox is buying DocSend? Well, they're trying to double down on its enterprise focus right now. Kind of even ties into last year when they unveiled a partnership with Google so that they could allow their G Suite users to store files in Dropbox. Now, if you're a current DocSend user, it doesn't look like things will really change much for you, at least not until the acquisition completely takes place, which supposedly will be at the end of this month. When asked from comment, however, though, from Dropbox, if DocSend will be still a standalone product, yeah, they didn't really elaborate on that. All they said was their goal was to accelerate adding value through additional DocSend functionality and deeper integration. Of course, with Dropbox. And finally, hey, your Cortana-powered speaker out there. Yeah, there's only one of them. Well, it's about just to become a speaker. Yeah, I'm talking about your Invoke speaker. It was actually the first speaker, and the only speaker, to use Microsoft's Cortana. Now, believe it or not, this was announced last year. Kind of flew under the radar. I don't even remember seeing it. Cortana first would stop on iOS, then it would hit Android and then Invoke by early 2021. Well, look, it's early 2021. Now, as far as your Invoke speaker is concerned, you're actually going to get a software update that actually completely disables Cortana and turns it into just a plain old Bluetooth speaker. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com, is the official website of the British Tech Network. That is where, of course, you find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, pretty much everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. We're also on Facebook, of course, too, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and come by and join our BTN community today. We'd love for you to be a part of the BTN family. It's simple to do, too. Just come visit us at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Okay, yes, we won't be with you tomorrow. So no Thursday edition. We will, however, though, be back on Friday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic hump day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.